Now we're continuing the halachas of somebody who's mekabel tainus on Erev Shabbos on Friday. We said the Shulchan Aruch says that one has to fast the tzeis kechavim, even if Maariv Friday night ends earlier. A left they specified when they're mekabel tainus, they only want to fast until the tzibur finishes davening the Maariv Friday night. However, there are mubrings that some Yishayim say they only have to fast until Maariv ends on Friday night. Once the Maariv ends, everyone comes out of shul, you're in mekabel Shabbos. At that point already, you can eat, the tainus is over. Some Rishayim hold that goes by Tzeis Kechavim, like the Mechaber Paten, unless you specify otherwise. Other Rishayim hold, when the davening ends on Friday night, you can break a fast, you can eat. The Rama is now going to make his own pshar, his own compromise in this Machlekes. And the Rama says that if it's a private Tainus, calls it a Tainus B'yochid, the individual is Mechaber himself, whether to fast this Erev Shabbos or all Erev Shabbos, or if he fasts Erev Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls out Erev Shabbos, he fasts today, does not push his Kippur Katan back to Thursday like others do. Or let the fast may as Yartzai for one of his parents, or Chav Siva on certain days that people have a minute to fast. So if any of those days fall out on Friday, then he only has to fast until Maariv ends on Friday night. However, if it's a Tainus Tzibur, let's say Asar B'Tevis, which is a Tainus of Klai so fast. If Asar B'Tevis falls out on Erev Shabbos, so then he has to fast until Tzeis Kechavim on Friday night. And it's not good enough to fast until Davening ends. Tainus Tzibur is Merchamer, there he has to fast until Tzeis Kechavim. So this is a machlok tishayim, and this is their most pshar, the most compromise. This comes up very often, or fairly often, the sabbateva falls out on Friday, and then one has to fast until Tzeis Kechavim, Friday night. It's not good enough that we daven Maariv, a couple Shabbos, a little faster, finish earlier, that doesn't help. However, if it's a private tainus, Friday most common is there. Many people have to make the fast, like their most says, no chavelis, when they have yartzei for a parent. If the yartzei falls out Friday, they fast, then once the Maariv is over Friday night, they can break the fast. Even if they make early Shabbos, like it's common in the summer, and they finish Maariv from early Shabbos Friday night, at that point, they could go home, kiddush, and the suda regular, and consider the tainus is over. Now, what if somebody, the first time they fasted on Erev Shabbos because of a yartzei or something like that, they fasted to Tzeis Kechavim. They went till the end. They went to Tzeis Kechavim. So once they did that, well, then it's considered as if they decided that their das is always to fast to Tzeis Kechavim, even when it falls out on Friday, and then they always have to the rest of their life, whenever the yartzei or whatever this falls out on Friday. So therefore, the best move to make, Mr. Burr says, is b'shem da'achrenim, if the first time someone's fasting on Friday because of a yartzei or some other private reason, he should purposely not fast to Tzeis Kechavim and break his fast a little earlier. And this way, he shows clearly that his da'at is not to take upon himself to fast to Tzeis Kechavim when he has a tainus yochid, a private tainus on Erev Shabbos. That's the best way to do it. Now, let's say the first year someone had yartzei or he fasted him kibbutz katan or something like that. It was not a Friday; it was a regular weekday. On a regular weekday, obviously, the tainus goes until Tzeis Kechavim. At least in a standard case, maybe someone is mitzvah, has a hard, it could be a different sock. Shart Zion says, but standard, by regular Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if fast, if you yard says something, it goes to Tzeis Kechavim, and davening Maariv early after plague is not going to help. So somebody can hold it. The next year, in the future year, the yard site, or whatever it is, or the cotton in the future month falls out on Friday, they have to fast to Tzeis Kechavim. But since the first year, the first time they fast to Tzeis Kechavim, now they always have to fast to Tzeis Kechavim. You know, the first time was not Erev Shabbos, and now it is. Unless they specify clearly the first time that this is not their plan for life. Other places come arguing this, as Achrim argue this, they know. The fact that he did it in a regular time when there's not Erev Shabbos to Tzeis Kechavim does not show that that's his plan when it falls out on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is different. And therefore, if he has any tzar, he can be samach on those that are mekel and break his fast right after he comes out of shul Friday night, even though there's still plenty of time left to the day. So at the end of the day, the achra of the Rama is that by a tainus tzibur, like I said, b'tevis on Friday, you have to fast to Tzeis Kechavim. Tainus yochid, the private tainus, don't have the mashlim, and after Maariv Friday night, you can break your fast, as long as the first time it fell out as such, you didn't fast Tzeis Kechavim. Even the Rambam agrees that it's good to speak out when you mekabel tainus that you don't plan fasting to Tzeis Kechavim, even by tainus yochid. The Mechaber says that tainus chaloyim, someone's fasting because they had a bad dream, there's a fear there's a gzeira against them, a tekono, and they want to break the tainus chaloyim, break the chaloyim rather, the bad chaloyim, by making a tainus. They have to fast to Tzeis Kechavim even if it's on Friday. Mr. Burr explains that here everyone agrees that it's not about chaloyim, because tainus chaloyim will fast even on Shabbos if they have a bad dream on Friday night. So here they have the bad dream of Thursday night, the fasting of Friday, who didn't could extend into Shabbos until it's Tzeis Kechavim Friday night. The Arpoist can argue, and they say that even by Tainus Chaloyim, once it comes out of Shul Friday night, the Tainus is over. It's nothing to do with fasting on Shabbos, not fasting on Shabbos. It's called the Tainus is over. But Mr. Burr says that the Haskam of the Achrim is like the Shulchan Aruch, that by Tainus Chaloyim will play around, the person fasting to get rid of a bad Chaloyim, Mishav Sekono, it's not worth taking any chances, could be after fast with Tzeis Kechavim to have the accomplishment of the Tainus Chaloyim to get rid of the bad dream, or whatever there that might be against the person. Therefore, Tainus Chaloyim and Erev Shabbat, one should make sure to fast until Friday night, Tzeis Kechavim, and not break their Tainus just because they already came out from Maariv and Shul Friday night.